What's up, fuckers? Here we are again. If you can, please like, subscribe, and share. For those of you who have subscribed to the YouTube, the Spotify, who shared it, who have posted it, reposted it on Instagram, I thank you. Views are going up, so hopefully what I'm saying is resonating with some of you and you guys are sharing it. All right, so something that I've talked about in the past in the first version of this that I was doing was being mindful and present and kind of grounding yourself in the realities you're in and where you are, and not looking to the future so much, not living in the past so much, not just being distracted by constant nonsense. And it's something that I have really had a hard time with. And the reason I've had a hard time with that, I think, personally, is I am, for lack of a better word, never satisfied with things. And always looking for the next fix, the next high, the next run, the next jolt, the next adrenaline. It's just, that's just me. I chase highs. I chase the stimulation of a high, the overwhelming reactions of that adrenal system kicking in. I'm not talking about drugs or anything like that. I'm talking literally just doing crazy things, exciting things, risky things, things that really I'm unsure if I'll get away with or get out of or survive, or not survive, but like metaphorically survive. And I kind of get off on it. I always have. And as I've aged and gotten older, I have learned to control it. I've learned to hinder it and kind of neuter that. I also think it has really robbed me of a lot of joy in my life, and it has robbed me from living in moments. And I've addressed this before, and I've kind of talked about it, where I hit top 100 in the country for sales in my field, and to me it was nothing. It was like, cool, next, 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 next. And it was my best friend who was like, dude, what are you doing? Like, live in it for a second. And I don't know. It's just something that I always had a hard time with and still continue to struggle with. So, like the last couple of weeks, 2 weeks-ish, I've been trying to remove myself a little bit from like social media, not being on my phone so much, you know, and even to a detriment to myself, I've been reaching out to less people and interacting with less people, kind of just drawing in on myself, but not in this like depressive state, not this depressive manner, more of a cleaning of the house, cleaning of the mental house, doing like a spring cleaning, if you will, of what's going on up in here, and kind of readdressing some of my priorities, readdressing some of my wants, goals, and needs in life. And I think a big part of that, maybe because of my age, call it midlife crisis error, midlife crisis framing, but I've pulled into question, like, is this who I want to be? Am I where I want to be? Is my mindset where I want it to be? And I'm holding myself accountable for both my good and my bad behaviors. And it's interesting because I have found, for instance, I used to be a huge reader in my teens, early 20s. I used to read like crazy. Late 20s into my 30s, I really walked away from it. And I don't know why. I don't know why I walked away from it. And I've been trying to read more things. Like, I was a big fiction reader, and I used to love reading fiction, Star Wars, action books, comic book novels, and just like things that really removed me from reality. And I'm finding myself kind of at the point where I'm reading more of like the Stoics and philosophy and trying to learn more about past political figures and the federal papers and things like that. I'm just trying to educate myself in those things that I'm very interested in, but are also removed enough from current reality that I'm not stuck not enjoying what I'm reading, where it just feels tedious and I'm just like, oh, here we go again. I'm reading some boring shit. You know, it's interesting that we all have our midlife crisis. And for some people, it's this like, oh my God, I haven't done anything and I haven't figured myself out, and oh God, death's approaching. I need to live every experience. And I'm finding myself in that age range now of that midlife crisis. And I'm just finding that I'm not embracing my joys as much. And I'm not embracing the things that I like as much. You know, it's this chase to be this figure I've built, as we have talked about before, or I have talked about before. And I've kind of walked away from who Dave is on an interior level, not so much of Dave on a day-to-day, Dave on the, you know, hi, I'm Dave, this is who I am, get to know me. But what goes on in here, I've really kind of boxed it out and isolated it and kind of left it on the shelf for maybe another time, which is silly, because it's silly to the fact that I've put my own self-interest and self-joys to the back burner. And yes, I am a father. Yes, I am a full-time worker. I'm a provider. And those things take priority and those things take precedent. But I'm realizing that my moments of losing my temper, my moments of yelling at the kids, or moments of being too rough on them or too much up their ass or getting frustrated easily with them, part of that is because I'm not okay in here. And, you know, when I'm not okay at work and I'm not okay in my relationships and my interactions, and when I'm on edge, when I'm looking for a fight, when I'm feeling that desire for combat, it's because I'm not okay in here. And thankfully, I have always had lifting, and I've kind of walked away from the lifting a lot recently because I've gotten into jiu-jitsu, which really has helped me so much, like mentally. Forget the physical aspect because it's beating me to shit. But my arms right now, I look like a cheetah from literal hands grabbing me. But mentally, it's quieting again. And it's helping me be more present. And it's helping me live in the moments that I'm in. And it's helping me kind of not pull away from this path that I'm on, which is easily distractible. It's easy to fucking start walking down that path and start finding your enlightenment and finding your way and finding your belief system and restructuring your belief system or solidifying and strengthening that belief system to be easily distracted by the day-to-days of the I didn't sleep last night, or I didn't work yesterday, or work is stressful, kids are stressful. There's so many fucking things that can just tweak and twist where you are in life. And it's easy to fall off that path if this isn't okay, because then you don't prioritize things and you don't structure things and you get caught up in the flurry of things and you just move, 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 go, go, kids, work, food, bed, boom, boom, boom. And you just keep getting caught up in that bullshit and you keep rolling with it, and it just grabs you and holds you and it just doesn't release you for moments, weeks, months at a time, years at a time for some people. And that's our own fault, because we don't set those priorities on what will keep us okay. And we don't set the boundaries we need to set for ourselves with ourselves. And if you don't understand what I mean by that, there are times in the day where you need to separate yourself from, all right, it's work time. I got a project to work on. And 5 o'clock is when I'm going to stop. Next thing you know, it's 7:15 and you're still working on the same fucking project. You didn't adhere to the own timing and schedule that you placed on yourself. And you have to hold yourself accountable to yourself to save yourself and protect yourself and keep yourself in a positive mental state. Where this, I think this is a big part of why depression has gotten so prevalent across the world, because we're all playing this keeping up with the Joneses bullshit, and we're all constantly going on this nonsense of like, I gotta do this. Oh, I saw this person on IG, or I saw this person bought a new car, this person has a Porsche now, this person has an Audi now, this person bought a new house, they just got their decor done. Who fucking cares? Because you look at so many of these people and these relationships and these individuals where they're like, they're a fucking mess in here. You know, how many times have you heard these great successful people that, you know, they got the big house, the cars, the girlfriends, the money, the boats, this, that, and then they fucking kill themselves, hang themselves in the middle of the fucking hallway. And their family finds them. And nobody knew. Oh, he used to light up a room. Clearly, those lights weren't on in here. He was lighting up all the other rooms except the only room that mattered. And my worry for myself is not anything to that extreme, but it's like, what if I'm just not embracing the moment? And what if I'm missing things? And it's funny because I'm a hypocrite in this aspect. I'm a huge hypocrite in this aspect. And the reason I say I'm a hypocrite in this aspect is because I have said to many people and many friends, I have this theory. The beauty of human life is it's how fragile and finite it is. It is beautiful because it will never happen again. This moment, this interaction, this time, this event, this surrounding, this interaction, these communications will never happen again. And because of that, because of its finite aspect, it is beautiful because it will never exist again. And I'm a hypocrite in this because I believe that to my core, yet I do not live that way. I am constantly in my own head, onto the next thing, onto the next chess move, onto the next piece of the puzzle, onto tomorrow, onto a week from now, onto what are we doing? And I just don't pump the brakes and remove myself from this self-fulfilling prophecy, essentially. And I am fucking myself. I'm fucking myself in the sense that I sit here and preach to all my friends, to all the people I care about how beautiful life is and how we have to embrace and enjoy the moments that we have, yet I, in those moments, am somewhere else often. And I think that has been a detriment to my life. I think that has been a casualty of my life. It has been a casualty of joy. It has been a casualty of my memories, frankly. Growing up the way I did, dealing with things I did growing up, I'm very good at disassociating. Many say, a lot of research says it's a trauma response to a lot of things. That's how you survive. And in my ability to disassociate, I feel I've lost my ability to associate with many things. And not being able to associate myself with the things that I care about and love really has fucked me. It really has. I've talked to a few people about this. I forget if I've talked about it here, but lockdowns were a blessing to me in many ways. Lockdowns were a blessing to me in many ways because my daughter had been born at that time. She was a year when we went into lockdowns, and I didn't feel connected to her the way I did with my son. But when my son was born, I was so utterly present in those moments because it was just the sheer shock, awe, and amazement of what was in front of me. And when my daughter was born, I turned into this mindset of like, I got to take care of all these people. I have all these people who rely on me now. And all I cared about was working and grinding and killing it. And I think that was, mind you, the same year I hit top 100 in the country. Like, that's all I cared about was provide and give and be successful and prove my worth by the money I bring. Lockdowns fucking completely crammed the brakes on me. Slammed me shut, just full stop. And I got to spend time with my daughter. And I got to spend time with her and get to know her, get to know this gorgeous little girl that was such a crazy reflection of myself. And still to this day is a carbon copy of me in so many ways, more than my son is. And it was just very interesting to deal with that and experience those things. But I think that's where I robbed myself of certain values because I wasn't present in the moment. I wasn't present there. And even like something I do that really brings me joy and peace, I go hunting. This season, I didn't catch anything. A lot of reasons why, doesn't matter. But even when I was hunting, I wasn't in the moments. I wasn't there. And I think a big part of why I didn't catch anything was because it was God basically going, hey, wake up, wake up. And I wasn't. Plain and simple, I just wasn't. So I'll kind of bring it right back to the beginning of this. I'm trying to more practice this more mindful aspect of centering myself, grounding myself, and enjoying these moments in my life because even though I've had the wake-up calls, I continue to fall back into these patterns. And I am trying, as part of a midlife crisis, learn to enjoy what is in life. Live in the moments of life and stop being in the future, stop being in the past, stop planning the next move. There are moments for that. There's meditations for that. There's times in the day you can cut out and do those things. I am, we, every one of us that live in America, are very lucky and blessed. We live in one of the most fruitful nations in human existence and history. And yet we find every fucking reason to be miserable and depressed and find negativity. You know what? Relationships aren't always perfect. Friendships aren't always perfect. Job isn't always perfect. Your mental, physical health are not always perfect. But we are all blessed to be where we are in the moments we are. Whether we're lonely, whether we're loved, whether we're great friend groups, no friend groups, amazing lovers, no lovers, great kids, horrible kids, great job, horrible job. We got it way better than a lot of fucking people in across the world, the round world there. You know who I'm talking to. But that's really it, guys. I'm thinking more present. We all got to be a little more present and kind of stable in where our lives are and how things really could be a lot fucking worse. All right, fuckers. Later. Thanks.